إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, he said, لا يمنع أن أحدكم مخافة الناس أن يتكلم بالحق إذا علمه. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, let none of you be prevented because of his fear of the people. وفي لفظ محابة الناس, and in one wording, because of his respect for the people. Let him not be prevented by his fear of the people or his respect of the people from speaking the truth when he knows the truth. Let a person not be prevented because of his respect of the people or his fear of the people from speaking the truth when he knows the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ السَّبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. He said, and as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, that as such do we clarify our verses in detail, clarifying the religion and the guidance of the religion in detail, and in order so that the path of the criminals may become known and may become clear. So it is from the maqasid, from the goals and the ultimate objectives of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to clarify the path of the criminals, to clarify the sabil al-mujrimeen. This is from the greatest goals of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I wanted to talk today, I want to talk today about a criminal empire, a well-oiled machine that is destroying the lives of people all over this world. It is a culture that is designed at the hands of the enemies of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is designed at the hands of people who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is designed to incur great profit to them, and to incur a great deal of money for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَفِي قِرَاءَةٍ لِيَضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and from the people are those who purchase vain talk, useless and idle talk, in order to misguide others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one recitation of the companions, لِيَضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, in order to, so that they themselves, who purchases vain talk, go astray themselves from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge. And they take it, they take the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be an object of mockery. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. These ones will have a humiliating punishment. These ones who belittle the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who call to every form of munkar and every type of fahsha, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. These ones, they will have a grievous torment. They will have a humiliating punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of belittling the religion and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وكذلك عبد الله بن عباس وجابر بن عبد الله وإكرمة ابن أبي جهل والحسن البصري رضي الله تعالى عنهم ورحمهم الله جميعا. It was stated by a great number of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and of the righteous predecessors, those who came after them, such as الحسن البصري. It was stated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Ibn Abbas and Jabir ibn Abdullah and Ikrimah, the son of Abi Jahl, and others from the scholars of the Quran during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about this verse that we mentioned from the book of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they said, wallahi innahu al-ghina. They said, by Allah, it is singing. By Allah, it is singing. By Allah, it is music. It is singing. It is that which is accompanying music from musical instruments. Anything like that is included in the meanings of this verse. Those that mislead others from the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that they themselves are astray, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, they don't have any knowledge. They take the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be something light. They take the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a thing of mockery. The Salaf, they said, wallahi, wallahi, it is singing. The understanding of the Salaf is that it was music. Is that it was music. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, He said, وَالشُعَرَى يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. He said, the shu'ara, the poets, they are followed by the غاوون. They are followed by the people who are in a state of غاوة, those who are in a state of wanton misguidance. The ulama, they said that there is a farq بَيْنَ الضَّلَالَ. There is a difference between a dalala, between misguidance and wanton misguidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse. They said that misguidance is what comes about because a person doesn't have knowledge of the religion. While wanton misguidance is where a person knows better, but they follow those who are upon misguidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, as for the poets, and they are followed by the غاون, those who are upon wanton misguidance. They want to be misguided. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. Don't you see that they are stumbling about, that the poets that they are following, that they are stumbling about, confused in every valley. Confused about, confused in every valley. They are confused about everything. You see them praising this one, dispraising that one, calling to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, and speaking ill of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, calling to vice and warning against virtue. Don't you see? أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَحِيمُونَ. That they are stumbling about, confused in every valley. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And that they say that which they do not do. They say that which they do not do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, He said, تبارك وتعالى, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That indeed those who disbelieve, they spend their wealth to misguide others from the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend their wealth to mislead people from the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. They will spend their wealth, and then it will be a means of regret for them, and then they will be defeated. And then they will be defeated. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muslims, they said that the people, they would buy servant girls and slave girls who would sing to the people, and they would bring them out to the people to distract them from listening to the Quran being recited by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from listening to the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inviting the people to the religion. They spent their money to do that. But there are some Muslims who are spending their money, who are spending their money to pump it into that monster, to pump it into that industry, to pump it into rap music, to pump it into hip-hop, to pump it into R&B music, and other than that, from that which is hated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a monster that you couldn't even begin to imagine the harms of. The people are making money hand over fist. The people are making money hand over fist to misguide the people from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ticket sales, $70 a ticket to see Lil Wayne, to see Jay-Z, to see 50 Cent, to see any of these people. Min a'da'illahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. From the enemies of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. How in the world are you going to give them people your money? $15 or so for a CD, for an album. How in the world are you going to listen to these people These people who call to every type of munkar and every type of fahsha, a bunch of crack babies running around cockeyed, funny looking. You find Muslim girls attracted to them. Kayf? The salaf, they used to say, An-nadru ila al-hamqa sukhnatul ayn. They say that to look. In the past, they used to say that to look at stupid people is like scalding your eyeballs. To look at stupid people is like scalding your eyeballs. How do you feel comfortable? How do you feel comfortable in an environment where this is being listened to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada fama-ta'arafa minha ikhtalaf wa matanakara minha ikhtalaf. He said that souls are like conscripted soldiers. Each soul has been assigned its side. There is only two sides, brother. What side are you on? There are only two sides. What side are you on? Each soul has been assigned its side. فَمَتَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا اَتَلَفْ. Those that have similarities between them unite. وَمَتَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اَخْتَلَفْ. And those that have dissimilarities between them disunite. How do you find yourselves attracted to that? How do you find yourselves attracted to that? Except that your iman is in a state. That your iman is in a state where it is very weak. And your heart is in a state where it is ill or it is nearly dead. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he said in Ighathatul Ahfan, he said, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said that from the signs that your heart is dead, from the signs that your heart is dead, is that when the munkar, when what is hated to Allah from sin and disobedience is presented to your heart, that it doesn't hurt your heart. That it doesn't hurt your heart. You don't feel anything in your chest. You don't feel any dislike for it. And they said, a poet, he once said, وَمَا لِجُرْحٍ بِمَيِّتٍ إِلَامٍ. That a wound cannot harm a person who is already dead. A wound cannot harm a person who is already dead. And so a person that doesn't feel any pain in his heart, he doesn't feel any remorse in his heart, he doesn't feel anything in his heart when he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he sees others disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart may be dead already. His heart may be dead already. He may be like a zombie walking on the face of the earth. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring him back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered the people to return back to Him. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And return back to your Lord and submit to your Lord, tabaraka wa ta'ala, before the punishment comes to you and you will not be helped. Before the punishment comes to you and you will not be helped. It is a monster like you couldn't begin to imagine. A person, he takes it lightly that his child may listen to music. He takes it lightly that he himself or she herself, that they may listen to music. And it is something that's light to them. They don't understand. They don't understand that there is a plot. They don't understand that there is a plan by some people who are very wealthy and very powerful to oppress a certain group of people. And to keep down a certain group of people. And to keep a certain group of people in this country ignorant. And to keep a certain group of people filling up the military. And filling up the factories because they are underskilled. And filling up the prisons. $38 billion a year the government pays to keep people locked up. $38 billion a year. Not to mention how much money they're making. Hand over fist. Hand over fist. How much money they're making by cheap labor. 17 cents an hour, 20 cents an hour, perhaps 50 cents an hour. If you're in the Fed, $1.50 perhaps an hour. For what? For what? 40 hours a week. A person, he makes $20 at the end of the month. They say that one out of every 138 persons in this country is in prison. A number that is a staggering statistic compared to any other country on the face of the earth. They say out of those 138, or out of those 2 million and so people that are in prison, they say that half of them are African American. Half of them are African American. One out of every 10 African American men in this country is in prison. And another 3 million are on papers. They got you in their machine. You don't understand. You don't understand what you're up against. They got you in their machine. The only thing that you can do is refuse. You could just refuse to be a part of that. But you find the people in this culture so deep, and he has a control on the way that they think, has control over their minds. You see where their desires are at. You see where their wants are at. A person thinks he has something to prove. A person thinks he has to have a certain amount of money. His money will never have barakah in it. It'll never have blessing in it. When a person is doing something for his money that will bring the curse of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the curse of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, is upon a person who sells or transports or buys liquor. And what do you think about a person selling crack in the street? What do you think about a person selling anything else, any other type of narcotic in the street? Anywhere with a blessing be in his money? How many of us lived that life and we didn't see any blessing in our money? We didn't see any that our money lasted for more than a week. You have $10,000 or more, that money will be gone when you blink your eye. These people have an agenda. These people have a plan. Don't you know? Don't you know, ayyuhal Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you from listening to these folks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you from enjoying the lyrics of these people. And they call to every type of evil you can imagine. You see a Muslim listening to somebody talking about who they killed, when they killed them, how they killed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And that they say that which they don't do. They say that which they don't do. How in the world can a person be a criminal as these people in their music confess to crimes in their tapes and in their songs? How can you be a criminal on that level and you're still walking in the streets? Tupac Shakur was a ballerina. He was a ballerina before he started to make music. You don't like that? If somebody doesn't like that, Wallahul Musta'an, Allahul Musta'an, you find these people, they're exposed on a regular basis. This one is talking about how much of a gangster he is. This one is talking about how much of a gangster they are. And these people, some of them, they're exposed and they work in the legal system, in the judicial system. And the COs in the prison system and so on and so forth. And they say that which they do not do. How will you be impressed with that? How in the world can you be impressed with that? Be impressed with a man with a mouth full of gold teeth. Be impressed with somebody who's not even speaking a language known to mankind. The poets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in the Quran, they spoke perfect Arabic. They spoke perfect Arabic, Fusha. And they spoke the most perfect and eloquent Arabic. But what they were saying was of no benefit to anybody. These folks are walking around and they change the language every year. You're listening to people that are always high and low at the same time, talking about how much weed they smoke and how much cough syrup they drink. How in the world can you listen to a person like that? Where in the world is a person's mind who listens to a person like that? It's ajib, wallahi min ajab al-ajaib, that you could be sitting in al-Masjid al-Nabawi, in al-Madinah al-Nabawiyya, and hear Jay-Z in the masjid on somebody's ringtone. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's astonishing that you could be sitting near the door of the masjid and hear the youth outside beatboxing, hear the youth outside rapping. That's astonishing. Where in the world is your iman, ayyuhal muslimun, O Muslims? Where in the world are the minds of the people? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure the Muslims from this illness. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد. A person becomes Muslim to change their life. We mentioned last week that there are a lot of people that they don't show the initiative that it takes to change their lives. And we mentioned that the most important things that a person can do is to learn his religion and change his environment. You have to learn your religion and you have to change your environment. The ulama, they say that there is a principle that the religion is built upon that says, At-takhliyatu thumma tahliya. And that you have to get rid of some things before you can make proper changes and put other things in their place. You have to get rid of some things. You have to get rid of some baggage. You have to get rid of that which is standing in between you and changing your life. Ayyuhal Muslim, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith reported by Al-Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, he said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَدَعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا بَدَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْهِ. He said that you never, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you never leave anything for the sake of Allah عز وجل, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that thing for you with what is better for you than it. That Allah will replace that thing for you with what is better than it. So a person, in order to make the change that they need, they have to get rid of some things. And they have to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to see their life improve, they have to get rid of some things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't get it twisted. And don't be mistaken. And don't be confused. When we say that you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we mean that you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you, in reality, you are doing it to benefit yourself. And Allah will reward you. So you are doing it for yourself to get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're not doing anyone a favor but yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. He said that the people think that it is a favor to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they became Muslim. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't consider your Islam as a favor to me. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Or rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a tremendous favor upon you inasmuch as that He has guided you to al-Iman. If you truly believe. If you truly believe. This is a reality, Ya Abdullah, that you need to leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find yourselves in the streets, you have to leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find that the kuffar are your friends, you have to leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find that you know more lyrics to rap songs than you do ayat from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find yourself with a kafir woman, you must leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you find yourselves in the streets selling drugs, you must leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does a person know his sincerity? How do they know when they left it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala Muhammad ibn Sirin, sami'tu Shurayhan al-Qadi yaqul wa huwa yahlifu billah. Wallahi ma taraka abdun shay'an lillah wa wajada faqdahu. Ibn Sirin, he said, I heard from Shurayh al-Qadi, a judge in the time of the Tabi'een, the second generation of Islam. He said, I heard him say, I swear by Allah that no one leaves something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa wajada faqdahu. And he feels as though they miss it. You won't miss it. You won't miss it. Don't you want your life to be better? Don't you want your life to be better? Don't you want to have a beautiful wife who is beautiful in her character and beautiful in her appearance? Don't you want a woman who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the mother of your children? Don't you want to have upright children who will carry on putting scales on your deeds after you die? Don't you want to have employment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless so that you will have Allah's barakah? You will have al-khayrul kathirul thabit. You will have abundant, irremovable good in your wealth. And it will not be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, no one leaves a thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they feel as though they miss it. A person, he should look at his situation. We see some of the Muslims. They say that I didn't become Muslim for anyone. I don't care what people say. I became Muslim for Allah. Kalimatun haq. It is a true statement. But what is intended by it is falsehood. A person says, Allah knows what is in my heart. Naam. Inna Allah ya'lamu. Wa'alamu anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi anfusikum fahdaru. Yes, Allah knows what is in your heart. Allah knows what is in your soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, no, that Allah knows what is in your soul. So be careful and cautious and afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does a person use that as a hujjah, as a proof in his favor? Allah knows what is in my heart, ya akhi. If it was in your heart, it would be in your appearance. If it was in your heart, it would be on your tongue. If it was in your heart, it would be in your actions. The Salat, they used to say, لَيْسَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ بِالتَّحَلِّ وَلَا بِالتَّمَنِّ وَلَكِنَّهُمَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. That this affair, that this religion, it doesn't come about just by claiming it, just by adorning yourself with it, putting it on like it's a shirt. And it doesn't come about by wishing for it, but rather it is that which settles in your heart and is proven by your actions. The Salat, they used to say, as was stated by Utbah ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that the Salaf, they used to write the following words to one another, وَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ سَرِيرَتُهُ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَى نِيَتَهُ. That whoever corrects what is inside of them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct what is outside of them. If you correct your heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct what is on the outside. A person, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in my heart. We say, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your heart. But if it was really in your heart, it would show in your appearance. When you walk in a masjid, when you walk in a masjid, are you a stranger in this place? And when the people give you the salams, do they say it as a question? Salaam alaikum. They don't know, are you a Muslim or not? They don't know from your appearance. They don't know from you that you're a Muslim. Is it something that is really in your heart? Why you run around saying that it's in your heart? Allah knows what is in your heart. Yes, Allah knows what is in your heart. The Salaf, they used to say, مَا أَصَرَّ أَحَدٌ سَرِيرَةً قَطْ إِلَّا أَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَظْهَرَهَ اللَّهُ عَلَى فَلَتَاتِ لِسَانِهِ وَصَفَحَاتِ وَجْهِهِ. He used to say that no one ever keeps anything concealed in their heart except that Allah will expose it in the slips of their tongues and the expressions of their face. No one ever keeps anything in their heart except that it will come out. It will be seen in your appearance. You see a Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from libas or shuhra. He forbade clothing that is worn to draw attention to oneself. You see a Muslim dressed like that, making isbal with his pants below his ankles. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, madun al-ka'bayn fa fin nar. Whatever is below the two ankles is in the hellfire. It's in the hellfire. He has gold rings on his finger, a gold necklace on his neck and on his chest. And he's wearing hellfire on his hand, hellfire on his neck if he doesn't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His money is haram. He's playing with fire in every way. He's playing with fire in every way, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يربو جسم نبت من سحت إلا كانت النار أولى بها أولى به. He said that no body is developed and grown on account, or is developed and grown through illegal earnings, through haram money, except that the hellfire will be most probable for it. Except that the hellfire will be most probable for it. So if it was in your heart, Ya Abdullah, if it was in your heart, O servant of Allah, O brother, O sister, if it was in your heart, it would show in your appearance. If it was in your heart, it would show in the way that you speak. If it was in your heart, it would show in your actions. Whoever leaves something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. Whoever leaves something for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it for what is better than it. وَلَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ. And in hearing about a thing isn't like witnessing it for yourself. Hearing about a thing isn't like witnessing it for yourself. How many brothers do we know who were deep inside of the drug game or in the music industry or other than that, spent years in the federal penitentiary, came out of the prison to establish himself upon righteousness. And to get married and to have good children. And to get married and to have a good source of employment. And how many people do we know that changed their lives, that were in situations that were even more dire than probably anybody in this room, and who made something of themselves by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you leave something for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with what is better than it. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-ifafa wal-ghina wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa akhiru salam.